It's as if my eyes have been opened. I am blinded by the light of your majesty. What would you have of me, master?
I've never had someone so in awe of me before.
To know the complete prophecy, we must have the other two scrolls.
What? Two more scrolls? It was such a task to get one. Ah! What the freak are you? A feral vampire? Wow. Okay, this is pretty incredible.
What happened to this place?
What are you talking about?
Everything's been torn down. The whole place looks, well, dead.
You know what? I gotta say, you know, I walked in here like, wow, this place is beautiful. And then Serana walked in here like, wow, this place is a dump. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at Four Bears Hideout because we need to locate a moth priest. Because apparently in the last episode, we have learned that there is a way to have vampires walk in the sunlight, which is something that I am very interested in figuring out how to do. Yes. And we have an Elder Scroll. And apparently, inside this Elder Scroll is the secret to vampires walking in the sunlight. Oh. Whoa. Okay, hold on a second. Even with all the spooky music, what is going on here? And so we need a moth priest to read the Elder Scroll, and so I'm here at this cave, and we're here at Four Bears Hideout to recapture the moth priest, because he's already been captured by the Dawn Guard. And now, this is some Morokai stuff. Like, this is what Savo Saren did to Morokai here. And it's almost like the Dawn Guard did this. Wait, hang on. There's our quest marker right there. Okay, so I need to take down the magical barrier. Do you think these guys are friends? Nope, they're not friends.
Where'd you come from?
Serana! Perfect. Just as I was casting Vanek. One of them has a unique name. Just as I'm casting a fireball. I didn't just kill Serana, did I? How? Where's Serana? Did I kill Serana? Oh no! This is a horrible start to the episode if I killed Serana. Where's Serana? Hang on. I'm not that interested in fighting them right now because of Serana. Okay, yeah, no. No good. Serana's alive. Okay, woo! That was a big jump down. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep on fireballing these guys to death. I'm just running and jumping everywhere. Shoot. I need... Whoa! Where did that person come from? Oh, gosh dang it! I'm dead anyway. Shoot. Okay, we're gonna change this up, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm to save Serana. Alright, give me my crossbow. Not the console. There we go. Okay, yeah, we're gonna go back to our sneaky methods, because I am... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're going back to our sneaky... Deactivate the magical barrier. Here we go. Let me get a sneak attack on him. I'm gonna kill the guy in the distance first.
Someone there?
Who's there?
Okay, whoop. Can I go back into sneak? Sneak! I'm rolling away. Where is everybody? Wow. I really ran away very well and stealthily. Okay, well, can I just figure it out up here? Oh, wait, here's someone. Is that Serana or a member of the Dawn Guard? Okay, well, I'm back in sneak mode. Yeah, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna go all the way around. I'm sure up here is what I... Oh, gosh, there's coffins. I'm gonna accidentally activate something, and it's gonna be awful. Well, nice. Well, Vanek's dead. Yes, and so is Dawn Guard in a slow kill animation. All right, so right off the top, who is this? Who is Vanek? A Dawn Guard shield. I'm pretty sure I already have. I would love to grab a full Dawn Guard armor set. I don't think I have a shield yet. So I'm gonna take that. 61 gold. Dwarven bolts, yes, I'll take a Gondar, a Gondarg, a Dawn Guard war axe. I'm pretty sure I've already, wait, hang on, what was that? Dawn Guard war, it has an enchantment. Does additional damage to vampires. That's amazing. It just automatically comes with an enchantment. Oh yeah, and Malkus. Who was Malkus? Yeah. Malkus was a vampire before, I think, who was tasked with capturing the Moth Priest. Am I already wearing a vampire armor of destruction? I am, okay. But Malkin has this, the Waystone Focus. And a sweet roll. Oh, there's someone in here! You know what? That's probably the Moth Priest. Alright, well, let's quick save. Now that we've gotten that. Put my crossbow away. Here we go. Activate Waystone Source. No idea what this does. You activate the magical barrier. What?
What? But my master is dead, and his enemies will pay.
Hey. Defeat the enthralled Moth Priest. Hey. Whoa! Okay. I kind of thought I could talk to him for a moment. Jeesh. Okay. You want to play with fire? Oh, I'll show you fire, buddy. Yeah. Lighten him up. I'm also lighting up Serana, but I don't think that Serana can die. Oh, crap. I'm out of magicka. Okay. Here, let me get some magicka potion. Hopefully, Serana does not die. You want to play with fire? Yes! Use my vampire seduction power on the Moth Priest. Okay. How is that going to work? Powers. Vampire seduction. So I assume this just works the same as like a once a day shout. Boo! It just feed the enthralled Moth Priest to make him your thrall. What are these tasks? Feed the enthralled Moth Priest. Okay, well, what do you want to eat? Feed him or me feed on him? Me feed on him. Yeah, that was it. Okay, there it is. Your vampiric powers recede as you... Okay. Command the Moth Priest to go to Volikar Cave. Oh, what?
By the divines, it's as if my eyes have been opened. I am blinded by the light of your majesty. I must obey you.
Wow.
What would you have of me, master?
I've never had someone so in awe of me before. I command you to travel to Castle Valkyhar.
Certainly. Where can I find this castle?
He talks so softly. Off the northern coast of Skyrim, due west of Solitude.
I will set out at once, then.
Good man.
Okay. Report my success to Harkin. So, wait, so I gotta go back, too? Shoot, I honestly thought this entire episode would be me entering the castle and then having to go on through and find the Moth Priest, but no, it's all right here. Apparently I missed a couple of things. Search corpse, Imperial, and there's a chest here. What do we have? 5 gold, scroll, raised dead zombie, then spell tome, lesser ward. I already have this spell tome, I'm pretty sure. But all right, Serana, let's head out here. We're going back to the castle. How do we leave? Over this bridge? Oh, yeah. Follow the Moth Priest. I don't know why we can't all just go together, you know? So that's how vampire seduction works. So so I cast it on them. and then apparently...
What is your command?
What was your command?
And apparently feeding on them seals the deal, so to speak. And then... Oh, yeah, beautiful. Oh, love it out here in Skyrim. And then... I wonder what else I can command them to do. All right, here we are. We're back at the Dark Gloom. You know what? This is the castle for a vampire. Good lord. Like, do you think that they took Vlad the Impaler's castle as some inspiration? It definitely looks vampire-like. You know, that's always something I've always been curious about. How did Vlad the Impaler get branded as a vampire? Is it purely just because of Bram Stoker's Dracula? He just plucked this on this very scary being out of history and said, what if we made this guy a vampire?
And you do well to be more careful of whom you engage in witty banter.
Lord Harkin.
Well done. Somehow I knew it would be you and Serana.
Me and Serana?
Our Moth Priest.
Do you think if I didn't take Serana with me, he wouldn't include Serana in that sentence? That's pretty cool. I have made the Moth Priest my thrall.
Yes, I see that. I trust his capture was not too difficult a task.
No.
The Dawn Guard tried to stop me, but they posed no threat.
I wish I could have been there to hear the sounds of their screams.
Oh, they were screaming.
Well, your thrall awaits, and we have given him the Elder Scroll. Command him to read it, and let us hear the words of prophecy together.
Yes. Yes, this sounds amazing. Is my enthralled guy here? Oh, there he is. All right. Mr.
Master. Oh. I have done as you asked and traveled here.
You have done great work, Dexion.
Master, I have done as you asked and traveled here.
And then Serana, Serana, what is she doing? She is like pushing up on
Master,
me. It's like, hey,
I have done
remember
as you asked
me,
and
yo.
Traveled here.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yep, yep. This is my perfect two. Duo here.
Master.
Okay, buddy, start talking.
I have done as you asked and traveled here.
I have a new task for you, Thrall. I feel like I could at least call him Dexion.
Of course. What is it that you need me to do?
I need you to read an Elder Scroll.
Ah, yes, the Elder Scroll. I admit, I am looking forward to this.
Good. Then you may begin your reading.
Of course, Master.
Now,
bow.
If everyone will please be quiet, I must concentrate. I see a vision before me, an image of a great bow. I know this weapon. It is Oriole's bow.
Now a voice whispers, saying, among the Night's children, a dread lord will rise. In an age of strife, when dragons return to the realm of men, darkness will mingle with light, and the night and the day will be as one. The voice fades and the words begin to shimmer and distort. But wait, there is more here. The secret of the bow's power is written elsewhere. I think there is more to the prophecy, recorded in other scrolls.
What?
Yes, I see them now. One contains the ancient secrets of the dragons, and the other speaks of the potency of ancient blood. My vision darkens, and I see no more. To know the complete prophecy, we must have the other two scrolls.
What?
What? Two more scrolls?
What is your command?
It was such a task to get one. Okay, so this is linked to a different prophecy. I think he said when dragons come back, and we all know that because of the main quest line, the night and day will be the same for vampires, which I guess... You know what? I feel like that could actually go two ways. You know, either we can walk fine in the daylight, or else now even the night or the moonlight is going to be painful if that's going to be a werewolf thing.
Life here has many advantages. Don't you agree?
I feel like I was going to say something else. I thought it's prophecy.
Well, well.
Okay.
Well,
Lord Harkin.
That was... not as useful as I would have liked. Even so, you did well.
You know what? I'm really glad that Lord Harkin is appreciative. You know, like, this is stuff that is out of my control. I'm doing my best here, and he sees that. Lord Harkin must be a merciful lord. Do you know where these scrolls are?
My traitor wife stole one of them away and then disappeared. As for the other... the last that I heard, it was lost in the bowels of a Dwemer ruin.
I think that's the one I have, right?
It seems our work is not yet done. But I have waited this long, and we are so very close now. I can wait a bit longer.
Completed prophet. Started chasing echoes.
If you need anything, say the word. I can still forge a decent blade.
Oh, a vampire smith. Well, that's cool. Where is Serana? Yeah, there she is. Okay, yeah. It says I need the Elder Scroll blood and the Elder Scroll dragon, and then it said I found the Elder Scroll dragon. Yes, yeah. Yeah, because Elder Scroll dragon, that is the Elder Scroll from the main quest line. We need Elder Scroll blood, and that's what Serana's mother has. Serana.
Do you have a moment to talk?
Of course. What's on your mind? Can it wait? No, I'm not going to say that.
That moth priest, Dexian. He said we needed two other Elder Scrolls. I think I know where we can start looking.
Me too. What about your traitorous mother's crypt? Why didn't you say anything earlier?
Didn't want that lot getting wind of it. Especially my father.
What is it between you two...
Ever since he decided to make that prophecy his calling, we kind of drifted apart. I don't even think he sees me as his daughter anymore. I'm just... a means to an end.
Oh. Alright, so... So Serana starts to open up to me about her past. And my only response is... so where is the Elder Scroll? It's like I don't even care about Serana.
We need to find my mother, Valerica.
Valerica.
She'll definitely know where it is. And if we're lucky, she actually has it herself.
You said you didn't know where she went.
The last time I saw her, she said that she'd go somewhere safe. Somewhere that my father would never search. Other than that, she wouldn't tell me anything. But the way she said it... someplace he would never search.
I was gonna say, it's cryptic.
It's cryptic, yet she called attention to it.
Sounds like she was being cautious. We can't waste time on cryptic clues. Maybe your mother didn't trust you either. No, I'm gonna say, sounds like she was being, cautious.
Maybe.
Maybe.
What I can't figure out is why she said it that way. Besides, I can't imagine a single place my father would avoid looking. And he's had all this time, too. Any ideas?
What do I know? Hiding with the Dawn Guard? You know, that is not a bad guess. Would she be with the Dawn Guard? I mean, again, of course the Dawn Guard aren't going to say anything if they know that the scroll's going to be needed. Sealed away like you were here about, well, how about right here in the castle? Yeah, like literally like right under Harkin's feet. Lord Harkin, Larkin. Sure, hiding with the Dawn Guard, I feel like that's a pretty good guess.
I doubt my mother would waste her time with those fools. They probably would have tried to kill her, and that has a way of souring relationships. Any other ideas?
Yeah, that's true. They probably would have just tried to kill her and then just take the scroll themselves. What about right here in the castle, right under Larkin's feet?
Wait, that almost makes sense. I used to help my mother tend a garden in the courtyard here. All of the ingredients for our potions came from there. She used to say that my father couldn't stand the place. Too peaceful.
Isn't that pretty risky, though, staying around the castle?
Oh, absolutely. But my mother's not a coward. That is, I don't think we'll actually trip over her there, but it's worth a look.
How can we get in without your father noticing? I feel like we're both pretty trustworthy to Larkin now, so I'm just gonna call him Larkin. Lord Harkin.
Trust me, I lived here a very long time and I know every nook and cranny. There's an unused inlet on the northern side of the island that was used by the previous owners to bring supplies into the castle. An old escape tunnel from the castle exits there. I think that's our way in.
Well, let's go to the castle's secret entrance.
Come on, it's just around the side.
Explore Castle Volkihar's courtyard. I don't know if I'm even saying that right.
Yes? What did you need?
She said it's just around the side. Activate the Bloodstone Chalice. I'm following you, Serana. What is it in here somewhere? Search bookcase. Oh. No, that's not it. search bookcase? I'm following Serana. Can I do activate Bloodstone Chalice? Blood of the Ancients added. Is that an alchemy ingredient? Oh, no, it's not. What is Blood of the Ancients? Is that an active power? It is. What is this? Your vampiric drain spell absorbs magicka and stamina from your victims for one day. Oh, well, yeah, well, that's cool. All right, and so Serana just takes a seat. Okay, I thought I was following her. Oh, dang.
Don't get in my way.
Okay, am I supposed to just search? Dang, I did not pay attention. Explore the castle's courtyard. We've decided to utilize a hidden entrance on the back side of the island. Okay, so I need to go outside? Oh, gosh. Yeah, dang it. I honestly... Oh, crap. Now where'd she go?
You can't trust the
I have a quest marker. Duh. Yeah,
mouth.
Sure. It's telling me to go outside. You know what? I've complained about Bethesda's quest markers before, but now... Thank you, Bethesda. Gosh, I could have wasted so much time there. Who are you?
Never should have come here.
Wait, a Dawn Guard scout? What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. Oh, crap. She is going to kill me. Serana! Thank you for showing up. All right, give me some more magicka potions. What did I just take? Oh, I took the wrong kind. Boom! Yes!
I knew I heard something.
Wait, what? Another member of the Dawn Guard, huh? Another crossbow, axe. I'm just gonna take the gold and steel bolts. Who are you shooting at?
Oh, no,
up there? Okay, well, yeah, fine. Way up here in this tower, in the lighthouse. All right, I'm gonna fireball this guy's head off. Full power! Oh, well, it knocked him off his feet, but it didn't kill him. I really gotta increase my magicka. Dead. Burned him alive. Dawnguard scout. Nice. Dang it. I got some gold and some bolts. But alright, yeah, so whoa! Okay. Yeah. Everything froze for a second. I was like, oh no. But as we're making our way on into the backside of the island, I received a comment on Spotify asking how to find lore content in podcast form, and that is on Mr. Navin's
just around this bend.
Skylore, Skylore, Mr. Navin's Skylore, and that is where
it doesn't look so big from down here. It is big, but well, even bigger.
Yes, Serana, it does. I would agree with that. There is one episode there as of the time of this recording. I am working on more. It's gosh, I am so slow at it. And also with that said, I don't know if there is a way that I can.
Who's there? You knew I heard something.
Is that a skeleton? Oh, Draugr! Or skeleton. It's a skeleton, but it has a Draugr skin to it. And my destruction increased. Nice. Pretty soon I'm gonna get half the magicka for a depth spell, which is gonna be amazing. But yeah, I don't know why. For some reason yet. Dang it.
You're not getting the best of me.
They're everywhere. I can't yet. I don't know how to respond to comments in podcast form, whether it be Spotify or any of the other streaming services.
You're not getting the best of me.
Podcasting services. I'm not even sure if there's a way. But, oh crap, oh my goodness. Why are these skeletons so powerful? Jeez, these are only skeletons. Okay, we gotta figure something else out here. Let me get out an old favorite, Dawnbreaker. And Addy, here we go. We haven't seen Addy in many episodes. There we are. We got Addy and Dawnbreaker. Come on, Dawnbreaker. Give me that nice fiery explosion. This skeleton is hurting me. Boom. Addy or Dawnbreaker is not enchanted. But I thought I was out of arrows, and I thought I was out of enemies, but I just got hit by an arrow. Give me a couple of healings. And let me... Dawnbreaker is completely out of enchantments. Sure, I'll use a Zora Star. I'll use my flawed Varla Stone. There we are. No, you don't. I'm going to evade your arrow. I did. Attack. Yeah, there we go. He is flaming. A flaming skeleton. Who fell? Come on. Give me that sweet, fiery explosion. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. A dwarven bowl and some ancient Nordic arrows. I'll take it. Quick save.
Yes,
but
what did you need?
Oh, nice. Good job, Serana. Enthralled yourself a nice little skeleton. Yeah, as I was saying, I don't know if there's a way to respond via podcast. And so if you wish to leave a comment, I do request that you hop on over to YouTube and leave it over there. It's much easier for me to see and respond. Because on YouTube, I get notified if I get a comment. In podcast form, I don't get notified until days later, which definitely makes it, which means I'm quite late to responding as well. And I also request, as you are over there on YouTube, leaving a comment, if you would also hit that subscribe button as well. It definitely helps me out, and I greatly appreciate it. But all right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is the secret entrance into the courtyard. All right, what do we have here? What the frick? Oh, it was Serana's skeleton.
Who's there? Bah. I knew I heard something.
It's just a skeever. Calm down, Serana. I'm excited to see this courtyard.
The old water cistern. On some days, this would smell just... Be glad you weren't here then.
I take it this is the sewer system. And so it smells like a sewer system.
Where'd you come from?
Oh, Dwarven arrows and 21 gold. Now, why are we attacking the vampire dogs? Come on, guys. Jeez! Serana, are you okay? My Dawn Guard kind of exploded, and... Okay, yeah, seems like everything's fine. You know what? I guess these Death Hounds aren't technically alive.
You're not getting the best of me.
Which would definitely warrant... Ah! What the frick are you?! A feral vampire? Ooh, you are freaky. Okay, hang on. We gotta go nuts here. Unrelenting force. Bound sword. We're going classic here. Whoa, I hit Serana too. I'm sorry, Serana. I did not mean to do that. Dead. Are you right, I kind of threw Serana across the way. Search for a journal fragment. What? Ring of Minor Destruction. Yeah, sure, I'll take that. That feral vampire looks freaky. Journal fragment, what is this? Not good enough to live within their stupid keep, am I? Stupid sods don't realize I've moved into the Undercroft and started taking control of their own Death Hounds. I'll get my revenge. Oh, really? What? Is this a vampire that they've kicked out? That's pretty cool. That's something. Oh, wow. Vampire gauntlets. A hide helmet. You know, these vampire gauntlets are freaky. Okay, I'll pick those up. Whoops. This salt pile, this...
Yes? What did you need?
This place down here is actually pretty neat. Did he sleep in here? Oh, yeah, this lever. There you go. That opens up that drawbridge. Yeah, this Undercroft is actually kind of neat. Larkin never comes down here.
Take a left up here. This is one of
the... Take a left. Who are you? Well, Serana, what do I do if I fell? It's very spiky down here. Is there a way out? Just don't hit the spikes. Oh, looks like there is a way out. Okay. Oh, look at that. Serana. Yeah, it was Serana's stupid skeleton, and it scared the crap out of me, and I took a swing and jumped backward, and and it threw me off the edge, and I did not take a left like I should have. Here we go. Now we'll take a left. More of these death hounds. We got them. Killing death hounds. They're no match for me and my exploding Dawn Guard. Oops. Two explosions. Wonderful. There are so many noises. There are just piles of human bones everywhere. What is this? Some sort of human trash dump. All right, there's a lot of blood up here. What in the world? Okay, this is some sort of a health... Oh, potion of cure diseases. This is some sort of... Probably like a torture chamber area. There's a skeleton and a lot of blood up here. This is like... Oh, for crying out loud. Spider webs, really? This is like the mid...
Who's there?
Giant frostbite spider.
Knew I saw something.
All right, here you go. Yep. Go on, Serana. It's all you. You know, spiders don't like fireballs. Get to balling this guy with some fire. Dang it. I'm out of magic already. I'm just going to use up all of my magic potions. Got him. Fireballed the sucker. Oh, nice. Yeah, that lever just activated another drawbridge. So yeah, and now where Serana said take a left, we can now go straight. Serana has her pet death hound following her around. We're making our way to the courtyard. Serana just hit a trap. Oh yeah, this is it. Here we are. All right, let me do a quick save. We're here in the courtyard. I bet this place is going to be beautiful.
Ooh. Oh, no.
What's oh no, Serana? Wow. Okay, this is pretty incredible.
What happened to this place?
What are you talking about?
Everything's been torn down. The whole place looks, well, dead. It's like we're the first to set foot here in centuries.
Well, that's, I guess, what her mother was banking on, right?
This used to lead to the castle's great hall. Looks like my father had it sealed up. I used to walk through here after evening meals. It was beautiful once.
You know what? I gotta say, you know, I walked in here like, wow, this place is beautiful. And then Serana walked in here like, wow, this place is a dump.
Extended by a master for hundreds of years. She would have hated to see it like this. Wait.
Oh. So, man, I would have loved to have seen this garden in its heyday. I mean, I'm pretty sure that she just said her mother has tended to this garden for hundreds of years. And I still think it looks beautiful, even if it's even in its dead and decaying state. Do I have a quest here? Explore the courtyard, okay. A lot of nightshade. A gigantic...
Something's wrong with a moon dial here.
Yeah, a moon dial.
Some of the crests are missing and the dial is askew. I didn't even know the crests could be removed. Maybe my mother's trying to tell us something.
A secret to her location.
I'm telling you, there's something strange with the moon dial.
What? Place missing crest? What do you mean, place missing crest? Am I holding... Okay. Oh, yeah, I do not have the proper crest, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think I have a crest. Oh, I can climb up it. I can jump off. Okay. Okay, so what do we have here? Place missing crust there.
I'm telling you, there's something strange with the moon dial.
I don't have the proper crust. I'm making myself dizzy. Okay, so we need to find a crest. Boy, I don't know if I'm going to figure this out this episode. So, that's the doorway into the main, into the Great Hall. I think I do remember that door being all banged up. Is there anything else I could do until I activate with this thing? It just says place missing crest. Can I pick up a crest?
I'm telling you, there's something strange with the moon dial.
Okay, so we know Unrelenting Force doesn't push it. So we can cross that off the list. What do we have up here? That's the door we came in. Is there anywhere around here? Oh, here we go. What is this? Take moon, crescent, moon crest. Nice, we found a piece. Okay, so I think, can I just plop it on? Which was it? Okay. This is... where in the world is it? Here we go, crescent moon. Okay, this is what I never really know. I know there is a waning and a waxing moon. I think waxing is when the moon is getting bigger, and then waning is when it gets smaller. But I don't know which is which. This might be a crescent moon. Okay.
I'm telling you, there's something strange with the moon dial.
Okay, so we have... this is probably like... the like oval shape, half moon, crescent moon. Which is mine on? My crescent moon is on the left side. Okay, so yeah, here we go. Waning, left. Here we go. Okay, yeah. I think my piece goes here. Okay. So I guess I just find another one. They're all just laying on the ground here, I assume. Oh, no! Here we go. There's one in the water. Okay, which is this one? Okay. It's a half moon. What side is it on? Half moon crest. Okay, it's on the left. It's a half moon crest on the left. We already have a half moon crest on the left here.
I'm telling you, there's something strange with the moon dial.
Here's a crest on the white, on the right. Okay, I think this one has to go here. Okay. So we need another one. They're about to be a bunch of... ah, another one! Yes, sweet. Alright, this is a full moon crest. Okay, where does the full moon go? Okay, we have a full moon
I'm
here.
Telling you, there's something
and,
strange with
okay,
the moon dial.
Yeah, yeah, yep, I gotcha. And so this is a no moon, and then this is another full moon. Wait, what? Hey. I should be able to place... This is a full moon? Oh, that's it! That was the last piece! It's spinning. Oh, and it's revealing a staircase.
Very clever, Mother. Very clever. I've never been in those tunnels before, but I'd bet they'd run right under the courtyard and into the tower ruins. Well, at least we're getting closer. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop the episode right there. We have solved probably one of Bethesda's trickier puzzles. And goodness, yeah, we are here in this gorgeous courtyard, and then in the next episode we will venture down inside.
The sun, but it would be better than this.
We will venture down inside and continuing to find Serana's mother and that last Elder Scroll. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.